Episode 9. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitrav with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we're going to be discussing the second Tosfos in Perek Shlishli HaMafkid of Baba Metzia. As we said before, the Mishnah said, HaMafkid HaTzachavero Behem or Akelim, if somebody left over by his friend an animal or objects, v'nignavu or shavdu, and they were stolen or they were lost. So the din is that if shilem v'loretze nishpa, if he pays it and he doesn't want to take the shifua, so in the future if they catch the thief, he will get the kefel. The Tosfos says like this, nignavu v'hu adin im amr pashati shakefu shalo. And it's also true that if he were to say, I was negligent, he would still get the kefo. Like it says, Kedarmina b'gemara, migo, he has a valid proof. The e-boy pater nafshe b'geneva. And if he wanted to, he could pater himself with geneva. So since he can pater himself and he will not have to pay if he takes a shavua, if he said geneva, the owner will give him kefo since the owner wants to get his money. And he's quoting Rav Papa from Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. It's just like this. I'm Rav Papa. Shomer Chinam, a guardian who guards for free. Kevin Shamra Peshate, since he says I was negligent, Machti Le Kefela. We give him the Kefel. Why? The E-boy, Pater Navshaya Beganeva. Because if he wanted to, he could just get out free. So if he's going to pay, surely we'll give him the Kefel. Now the Mefarshim explained, at this point there is an unstated difficulty in Tosfos. What's the unstated difficulty? If it's true that when he pays, he will receive the kefel, regardless of whether he's negligent or not, so why did the Mishnah say so? The Mishnah says that he tined it was stolen or it was lost. Simply speaking, that means he was not negligent. When a person said it was stolen or lost, it means he did his job and it was circumstances that caused the loss. So if it's true that even if he was negligent, that he would get the kefel, it should state it. And therefore, Tosfos wants to come to answer, Eila orche de milsen nakat nignavu. It taught nignavu because this is the normal way of the world. Shehu ragilis letoin davar, that's what he's going to claim, afal pi, even though, shehu rotzi l'shalem. In other words, even though he's going to pay, and he could say clearly, listen, I was negligent, I'm going to pay, here's your money. Still, it's the way of the world for people to claim that they were not negligent. He'll say, listen, what's the difference? I'm going to pay the guy. I'll tell him that it was stolen. I don't want to admit that I was negligent. It's not nice. It's just I'm going to pay him anyway. He's going to get his money back. I don't have to tell him. And that's the way of the world. So therefore, Tosfos explains that the reason why it did not teach Poshia negligence in the Mishnah is because it's not the way of the world. Even when a person is negligent, he will still claim the taina that it was stolen or that it was lost. That's Tosfos' first answer. His second answer is, according to the Rivan, a Rivan perished the Masnisa Nami Hakapurusha. This could be simple Peshat in the Mishnah. The Hanifka Roma Nignivu Peshia. When it says that it was stolen in the Mishnah, he means it was stolen because I was negligent. And what does it mean? Valoratse Nishpa, that he doesn't want to take a Shavua? Hainu, Shalorotse Lishpa Shekir. I don't want to take an oath that's a lie. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I did a good job. I wasn't negligent and I didn't touch it. I'm not going to make those Shavuas. You know why? Because it'd be Shekir, because I was negligent. That's a dochek peshat in the Mishnah because, like I said before, the simple understanding of stolen or lost means it was stolen or lost, I did my job, and this is what happened. But since there's a problem now, like Rav Papa said, that even in negligence, he will be able to receive the kefel, so the Mishnah should have taught the bigger chiddush. Therefore, the Rivan will doche, he'll push the original peshat of stolen or lost to mean even with negligence. Comes along the Maharam and he wants to explain that this Tosfos is a Hemshek, a continuation of the Tosfos before. The first Tosfos asked, why is it Ketuv Avdu B'Mishnah? Why is it written in the Mishnah, lost? Lost doesn't have Kefel. So the first answer the Tosfos gave was that that's what he claimed. He claimed it was stolen or he claimed it was lost. And the end of the day, even when he claimed it was lost, it was stolen, so there is Kefel. That was the first answer to the Tosfos. So the Maharam wants to say that this is going according to that. Why? He says like this, Lefum rehita, according to the first look, mashma shadubar zeh nimshech achrei ha-parasha tosfos. This tosfos is going after the first tosfos. Shemadubar shelifnei zeh shekatuv yesh li yeshev shekak toen. That was what he was claiming. Also here, v'lekakushilo, and therefore we have a problem. Why? Hadanakir atana shetoen ha-nifkad shenignavu. Since we wanted to give the parish and the gemishna that was his claim, that wasn't actually the cases of stolen or lost, that was his claim that it was stolen or lost. Listen, Ravusa, if the first Tosfos is forced to explain that the Mishnah are not really cases of lost or stolen, they're his tainas or his claims, so make a bigger chiddush. Let him claim, I was Pusheya, and that's what happened, but since I'm going to pay, I will get the kefel. That's a bigger chiddush. Why didn't we teach like that? So comes along the second Tosfos and says, Einochinami, it's true it's a bigger chiddush, but it's not the way of the world. Because since a guy's going to pay, he's always going to claim that it was stolen. He doesn't want to mention his own negligence, and he's going to pay. So it's fair and square. He's going to pay. I don't have to tell you that I was negligent. And that's the way of the world. So it appears that this Tosfos is answering for the first answer of Tosfos. But the Maharal continues, and he says, wait a second. We can also say it's going according to the second answer of Tosfos. The second answer of Tosfos was, what's Avdu doing in the Mishnah? The answer is that Avdu is also a case of lost. How did it work? When it said it was stolen, but we don't know if he was negligent or not negligent. And when we said it was lost, we don't know if it was stolen or if it was lost in another way. So he makes the cases cloudy, general, and there's particulars that we don't know about. So the Maharal explains that if that's true, that in the case where it was stolen, we claim that if we don't know it was negligent or not, why would we possibly say that? Even if it was negligent, he would still receive the kefil. He says like this, V'yesh liyeshev gamke mafil lefi hasheni, the second understanding of Tosfos. Ani yadim shenignavu, we know it was stolen. Ak eno yadim im pashab, we don't know if it was negligent or not. Rotse lomar, this is the unstated difficulty. Lama nakata tana be'inyin she'en ani yadim. Why do we teach the case where we don't know if he was Pesheya or not? Listen to Ravusa, teach a bigger Kiddush. Even Heche the Ana Yadin, even when we know Shapasha, Kigon Shahoda, he admits it. V'om Peshati, and he says, Peshati, yes, I was negligent. Afila Hachi, have a Kefa Shalom. The Kiddush will be that the Kefa Shalom, that the fine will go to him, even who is negligent. So teach that, it's a bigger Kiddush. Comes along the second Tosfos to answer, no, it's not the way of the world to admit that he's negligent. So in summary, the Maharam comes out like this. If negligence receives kefel, so why don't we say it? So according to the first answer, the unstated difficulty is, why don't we teach the bigger chiddush where he claimed he was negligent? Why we say he claimed it was stolen or lost, claimed that it was negligent? The answer is because it's not the way for a guy to admit his own guilt. And according to the second answer, if negligence receives kefil, so then the unstated difficulty is, why don't we teach the bigger chiddush where he admitted that he was negligent? Not because he claimed he was negligent. No, we know that it was stolen. We know that it was lost, but he could have admitted that it was negligent. Why didn't we say that chiddush? The answer is, it's not the way of the world that a man admits that he's negligent, especially when he's going to pay. So in conclusion, according to the Maharam, this second Tosfos is answering the difficulty of one, we say it was negligent, whether according to the first answer of Tosfos in the first Tosfos or the second answer of Tosfos in the first Tosfos. That's the Maharam. I saw a difficulty according to the Rivan who answered, why don't we teach negligence? He answered, yes, we did teach negligence. That's what it means. It was stolen because it was negligent. What does it mean he doesn't want to take a Shavua? He doesn't want to take a Shavua of Shekir. So according to that Peshat, if that's the Mishnah, how can it be that Alam Adal and Amad Beis, which says in the name of Rav Papa? I'm Rav Papa, Shomer Chinam Kivin Sha'amar Peshati, Makti Leia Tekefel. Di boy Pater Nav Sheba Geneva. How can it be? It's not Rav Papa, it's a Mefarsh Mishnah. So they want to learn. No, Rav Papa is explaining the Mishnah. Exactly the same way that the Rivan explained the Mishnah, so too Rav Papa can learn from the Mishnah, the case of negligence. Comes along the Rebbe Kiva Eger and he wants to answer Tosfos' kasha himself. Again, the difficulty was, if it's true that if a guy admits that he was negligent, that he gets the kefel, why didn't the Mishnah speak about it? He wants to answer because according to Abaye and Rav, the Mishnah wanted to teach us a third case. What about the case where he takes the Shavua and then he pays? He does both. What happens in that case? So we know the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Chet wants to learn out from our Mishnah this din of the third case, and it's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Abaye wants to make a diuk, an inference from the Reisha, that since it says that if he pays and he doesn't take a Shavua, so then he will get the kefil. Mashma, that if he pays and he does take a Shavua even afterwards, but he schleps the guy to Beis Din, he will not get the kefil. And Rava wants to learn from the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, he takes a Shavua and he doesn't want to pay. But what happens in a case where he takes a Shavua and he doesn't want to stand on the Shavua? He does want to pay. He will get the kefil. The Rebbe Akiva Eger wants to explain that according to both of them and according to Rashi, the payment was lifnei mishuras hadin, and that's how they learned. In other words, they paid without having to pay, which means they weren't negligent. So he's learning that in order for Abaye and Rava to learn the din where he both paid and take a Shavua, we have to learn the Gemara up that it's not a case of negligence. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger answers Tosfos' kasha. Of course, the Mishnah does not include the case of negligence because we need to learn the third case like they do in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Chet. In the fourth class, we're going to explain that Gemara much more in depth. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends and look below this video for links to more material to help you to learn this Tosfos.